G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected, and so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News. A legal setback for the U.S. chief executive, ABC's Lionel Moise.
The Trump administration has been ordered to restore hundreds of research grants related to diversity. A judge says the National Institutes of Health used an arbitrary process to illegally cancel the grants. He blasted the government, saying racial discrimination and discrimination against the LGBTQ community was behind its actions. Administration officials argued the research placed ideology over science.
Total deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia, at least six. The governor says at least two people remain missing. This man and a family friend started to clean out two storage garages across the street from their home.
My wife called me, actually sent me a text because I didn't answer the phone. I was working, and told me that we were being flooded and the trailer washed away and cars were floating by with people in them and they were bouncing off the garage.
And cleanup continues in West Virginia. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th, at approximately 11:58 a.m., Sawyer County Sheriff's Office received a report of a subject who entered an unoccupied residence on Sunsu Road in the town of Round Lake. The owners of the residence have no affiliation with the subject. The initial call reported the subject was armed with multiple firearms, and attempts have been made since the initial call to encourage the subject to cooperate and exit the residence. According to a press release from yesterday, negotiations are ongoing and this is an active scene. Currently, the subject is contained inside the residence and there is no danger to the public. The sheriff's office is requesting that the public avoid the area of Sunsu Road and will update as information becomes available. Saturday, June 28th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. over at UConn 51 in Hurley, there's a fundraiser benefiting the B-47 Memorial. This will be a pig roast with potato salad, coleslaw, beans, and chips, and will also feature live music, raffle baskets, and games. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th, from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., over at 7936 North Highway 51 in Hurley. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to reliable service and hometown values, Marthaler Chevrolet in Manhattan stands out. They offer full synthetic oil changes for just $49.95 every day. It's easy to keep your vehicle running like new with their friendly service and honest advice. Shoppers can check out a great selection of new 2025 models on the lot. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at manaquacars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams with a career-high 40 points in the postseason asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open. And taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio.
Exotic species remain a growing problem across the Badger State landscape, but many residents are fighting back. The Wisconsin Invasive Species Council recently announced its Invasive Species Action Award winners. I'll tell you about some of these folks when we return, but first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources congratulates the winners of the 2025 Invasive Species Action Awards, which were recently presented by the Wisconsin Invasive Species Council. The winners represent all regions of Wisconsin, and each of the winners is united in putting in long hours in the ongoing battle against the spread of exotic species. Recipients included Abby Voigt, who is the coordinator of the Timberland Invasives Partnership in northeastern Wisconsin. She conducts control measures on more than 100 acres per year. There's also Ben Johnston. In his role with the Kickapoo Valley Reserve in Vernon County, Ben has led invasive species control and monitoring on more than 8,600 acres. There's also Kathy Higley, a lake conservation specialist with Vilas County. Higley has assisted more than 100 lake associations in her county with aquatic invasive species. You can see the complete list at dnr.wisconsin.gov and click News. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. Partly cloudy today, our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62. 98 Q Country.
All right, we're going back to the music here on 98Q. Some football later this hour, a look at some good examples across the NFL that I wanted to highlight because we've had some bad ones as Packer fans these last couple decades. Then later this hour, ought to be hearing from North Lakes Community Clinic and Pioneer Financial Consultants as we do many Tuesdays. Right now, though, Dierks Bentley's coming up next. Free and easy down the road he goes. Jody Messina, Morgan Wallen, Lone Star helping us start 8 o'clock hour, the only way we know how. 5 in a row, right here, of course, keeping it going, covering for Joel today. 98.
Pair of boots and a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio, free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo, free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight, so I know everything is gonna be alright. Sunday stroll, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the wind up broke, free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go, so free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home, so free and easy down the road I go.
One Sunday night outside of Boulder, he said he had to find himself out on the road. I guess when love goes wrong, you gotta learn to be strong. So I worked two jobs, three times I ended up south of Memphis, working down in Riverside. I may not be so lucky in love, but the one thing I'm sure of, I want a man that stands beside me. one hot July morning. His hair was longer, but his eyes were the same old blue. He said, I've missed you for so long. Oh, baby, what can I do?
Country.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline, just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. And how do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me. You halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. We try to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me. You halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Such a waste of breath, such a waste of time. Then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? When you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking. If I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Morgan Wallen on 98Q. I'm the problem. Stand beside me from Joe DiMessina just before that, helping us kick off the 8 o'clock hour. Gray here with you, covering for Joel throughout the week. We'll have people popping in throughout the day. Later this hour, ought to be hearing from Northlake Community Clinic with an update, and Pioneer Financial Consultants Matt Krieger will be giving us a call like he does every Tuesday. Wanted to talk a little bit of football this hour, but also some birthdays later on, too. Maybe that'll be the 9 o'clock hour, but regardless, give us a call if you know about birthdays or anniversaries, 762-3221. We want to shout people out, enter them to win the cake that we give away each week. That'll be Friday morning. So I was looking through NFL info today, and I saw something today that stood out so starkly against the landscape of similar stories when it comes to at least Packers past. It was 38-year-old Cardinals defensive lineman, once again Cardinals defensive lineman, Calais Campbell. He's been in the NFL for almost two decades now, an 18-year career, and he went on record saying that there was no point to die with all this knowledge. And that was a quote that he made about the idea of mentoring younger players. Now, Austin, I know you're not an NFL fan. You're not a sports guy in general.
Right. I mean, the only thing I really watch is the Packer games, then I just get sad.
But I wouldn't doubt if even you heard about back when Brett Favre was the Packers quarterback and Aaron Rodgers was drafted in, Aaron sat for 3 years behind Brett. And one of the things that was very public at the time, Brett was getting older. Aaron was a first-round draft pick. It was pretty clear that the idea was replace one with the other. And the big stink at the time was Brett Favre said, it's not my job to mentor my replacement. You know, replacing myself isn't part of my contract. And I mentioned that I'll be talking about it in my afternoon show at probably a little bit more length because I've certainly got personal opinions on this idea. Joe Flacco is doing something over in Cleveland right now, but I don't know. I guess it just kind of sticks with me that people are so stuck on that. And maybe there's more to it than that. This is just the soundbite that they give, but I don't have to. It's not what I agreed to do. Not my job.
I can see both sides of it. Because, yes, technically he is correct. That's not his job. But for the sake of being a decent human being at the same time, you could help him along because you're not going to be there forever.
I think it needs to go further than that, though, because, yes, it does. That is the better person thing to do, but it's not a bad person thing to do.
True.
To just stick with the terms of your contract.
Because he's correct. It is not his job. It's not part of his contract. That's not his responsibility.
But I'll rephrase it. I would say that it would probably make his life better. Doesn't matter what you want to do, what your right is, if it doesn't improve your life to exercise that. Now, like Joe Flacco out in Cleveland, I wouldn't be surprised if there's more than they're willing to say there. Maybe he just doesn't like the guy, you know?
Sure.
And I'm not going to say I don't get along
with this
guy.
There could be many things going on behind the scenes we have no idea about.
So that's something I feel like I'd have to be saying to be honest with myself. You know, maybe I end up in a situation where I'm the veteran quarterback. They draft my obvious replacement. And yeah, it would make my life better to just mentor him. I'll get along better with that person. I'll have more positive experiences. But maybe there's a personality clash. So at that point, what do I do? I'm not going to go out on NFL media and say, forget that guy. He and I don't get along. He's Gen Z. He's some kid I'm never going to relate with. I mean, and Joe Flacco is almost 40 years old. Calais Campbell, in this case, 38, the one we're originally talking about. But clearly, there is the opportunity for that. It's better if I do this mentality. It's better if I mentor the young guy. But again, what would I say if I'm that veteran, been replaced, and there's just a personality clash? You're not going to say, I can't mentor him. He's a jerk.
Right.
You're going to say something different, something that keeps
probably
the spotlight on
probably
you.
Something a bit more professional than that, but at the same time, like you said, keeping that image on you.
And it might sound ridiculous to say that it's not my job. Honestly, that sounds terrible. And any player like Joe Flacco who's going to get flack for that is going to get flack for
right.
that, I should say. But what other option does he have if that's not quite the story? You know,
right.
In the case of the Browns, Joe Flacco is over there. He's got Shedeur Sanders, fifth round draft pick. He's got Dillon Gabriel, who I think was taken in the third round. He's got Kenny Pickett, who was an early pick from years back. And who knows if any or one or any of these guys does or doesn't get along with Joe Flacco. This is what it would look like if Joe is trying to avoid throwing these guys under the bus.
Right. He's trying to handle it in a professional matter, but also at the same time distancing himself just for whatever reason.
And how could you possibly believe that's the case when that comes in the form of helping them isn't my job, you know? But if that is what's going on, if this is what Joe is saying as a preferential replacement to the truth, I give both Joe and the team some credit there for the only PR move possible.
All right, handling it like adults versus throwing everybody possible under the bus.
Now, that said, because of the necessity of that PR maneuvering, players like Calais Campbell, 38 years old in his 18th season, talking about how he doesn't see any other way but mentoring players, that just looks like a stand-up guy because of the contrast that Joe Flacco may or may not deserve to be providing him. But long story short, Cardinal, 18-year veteran Calais Campbell says there's no point in keeping it to himself. And what a refreshing mentality, especially for those of us who have spent too much time getting updates on Aaron Rodgers, on Brett Favre, Joe Flacco out there in Cleveland. This will always be around. It's not my job to replace myself. And yeah, I get it. If you're going to earn yourself out of a job, there's a certain thought process about that that I could understand. But that said, I don't know. Maybe it's just part of, as I get older, I realize those things I want to do, those things I feel entitled to, often don't make my life easier and often make my life more complicated. That thing that I don't want to do is often the shortest path to an easier time.
And that's called maturing.
And I don't mean like, yeah, do your chores. No, I mean like that person who you don't want to deal with, give them a smile. You won't believe how much easier it is. And I'm not in any position to give life advice, but Calais Campbell, it just speaks to me a little bit that he says, yeah, make the choice to make life easier. That resonates with my 30-something foolish self. And hopefully that means he's right and I am too, not he's a fool and I am too. Because either way, whether Calais Campbell is right or wrong, I agree with him. So I'm hitching my cart to that
one. We're really hoping that this is not the blind leading the blind.
Exactly, exactly. But at the end of the day, we're talking about humans and humans. So blind leading the blind indeed. Let's get a word in from sponsors after an update on the news and the weather that we bring you twice every hour. Looking forward to speaking with North Lakes Community Clinic potentially this hour. Certainly Pioneer Financial Consultants and Matt Krieger will be weighing in, squeezing in with any extra time, some football today. And of course, we've got our 9 o'clock hour too. And I'll be back at 2, all gray, all day on 98Q Country with McKay in the midday. Thank goodness for all of us, right?
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, having left the G7 summit in Canada earlier than expected, and so did ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with him.
Trump telling reporters there on Air Force One that he decided to race back to the White House so that he could, quote, be a little more well-versed and not have to rely on phones as he navigates this crisis.
In Tel Aviv, ABC's Ian Pannell.
A mass exodus from the Iranian capital following warnings from President Trump and Israel. Huge lines of cars, bumper to bumper, on the road out of Tehran.
One of the worst Russian air attacks on Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. Makers of many things to eat, including cream cheese, Jell-O, Kool-Aid, and Lunchables, the Kraft Heinz Company announcing it will not launch any new products in the U.S. with artificial colors effective immediately. The company says it's already removed the coloring from 90% of its products. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
In 2024, 138 people died, and 3,084 were hurt in 5,642 reckless driving crashes in Wisconsin. Two out of three of these crashes involved speeding or distracted driving. The Wisconsin State Patrol would like to remind you to please always buckle up and put your phone down when you're driving. Remember, always pay attention to who and what is around you as well. Just a little bit more attention on the roads could help save a life. Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m., you're invited over to the Bark Park in Park Falls for the annual Park Falls Lions Bark Park Barbecue. Bring your beloved dog and enjoy an afternoon with wonderful company and delicious food. A pork barbecue meal is $10. There will also be a pie auction, basket raffle, music, and a Catkins Animal Rescue meet and greet. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, June 29th at 12 p.m. over at the Tascopia Trailhead right here in Park Falls. Republicans have approved an increase in funding for Wisconsin schools at a fraction of what the governor asked for. Savannah Tomey Olson reports.
Republicans' plan increases school funding by about $330 million, but school districts will see no increase in general aid. Instead, that money goes to specific programs meant for special education and mental health. State Senator Mark Bourne, co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee.
The governor's budget is always
reckless spending that the state can't afford. And so we're choosing to make key investments and priorities. And these investments today will be some of the largest, they'll be the largest investments you'll see in the budget. I don't think we'll get to another agency where we'll put that level of funding in, because it is a priority, but you have to be able to afford it.
Statewide, about 15% of students have individualized education plans, meaning they have some sort of special needs. Right now, for every dollar spent on special education, the state only pays about 31 cents. That's one of the lowest reimbursement rates in the nation. The governor's plan would have raised it to 60 cents. Republicans' proposal they approved last night increases special ed reimbursement from about 31 cents on the dollar to 37.5 cents. But according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would increase reimbursement to 90% next year for kids with the highest level of needs. That's 3% of students in Wisconsin public schools. Republicans hope adding money for these programs will take some pressure off the rest of school districts' budgets. Meanwhile, leaders on the Joint Finance Committee also finalized tax cuts, a key priority for Republicans, by about $1.3 billion for Wisconsinites. Those cuts will apply to retirees and folks in the second lowest tax bracket. Of course, this proposal would need the governor's signature. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A win for OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Basketball, the Thunder beat the Pacers 120-109 to take a 3-2 lead in the NBA Finals. Indiana's Tyrese Halliburton re-injuring that right ankle and calf muscle in the first quarter ended up with only 4 points in 34 minutes of play. The Thunder's Jalen Williams, with a career-high 40 points in the postseason, asked, was that the game plan or are shots just dropping in for him?
Probably a little bit of both. I don't want to give too much into the game plan, but a lot of it is just me being aggressive, seeing what's open and taking those shots.
Game 6 is Thursday night in Indy. Baseball, the Brewers face the first-place Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. Chicago with a 5.5-game lead in the NL Central. Ahead of the crew, pitcher Colin Ray on the kind of standard manager Craig Counsell has set in the Cubs clubhouse this year.
Yeah, I think he just has the expectations of us doing the little things right, coming in every single day, giving your best effort, holding each other accountable for those things when you step through those doors every single day.
That's Cubs pitcher Colin Ray with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Bring the family for chrome nostalgia and fun at the Minnesota Street Rod Association's Back to the 50s weekend, June 20th through the 22nd. Thousands of cool cars will cover the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Enjoy fair food, concerts, Kids World, Ladies Showcase, vendors, and more. On Saturday, watch the start of the great race. Discount tickets at participating NAP Auto Parts and free rides on Metro Transit. MSRA's Back to the 50s, June 20th through the 22nd. More info at MSRABackToThe50s.com.
Winning is easy at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Things are heating up with our Bronco and Bucks giveaway. Now through June 29th, join us on Saturdays to win one of our hot seat drawings for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash during our hot seat drawings. Then on Sunday, June 29th at 7 p.m., you can win a 2025 Ford Bronco during our grand prize drawing. Just swipe your club card at any kiosk to check in for your chance to be a winner. Stop by today and start earning entries, plus 6x entries starting June 1st for every 10 points earned. You could be the next big winner. You must be 21 or older to enter. Winning's more fun at the lake.
Get organized with great storage solutions from Menards. The Masterforce 4-tier industrial duty shelving unit is a storage solution designed to provide unmatched durability and stability to your workspace. Each shelf supports up to 3,000 pounds. Keep your workspace organized and clutter-free with the Masterforce 4-tier industrial duty shelving unit. On sale now. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Partly cloudy today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 55. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or a thunder shower and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Weather updates every hour here on 90AQ. Every hour, twice an hour, but every once in a while, we also talk to some other folks, hear people weigh in from around the community, valuable community organizations like North Lakes Community Clinic. Today, we're talking to Dr. Ben. Good morning, Dr. Ben.
Good morning.
How's it going today over at the clinic?
It's going well.
Glad to hear it. You guys are always super busy over there, so we thank you greatly for sparing some of your time for us this morning. Word is, as opposed to weights or maybe calisthenics, the name of the game today is resistance training, correct?
Right. And well, actually, that's another word, resistance training, strength training. Basically, it's training when you're trying to put a load onto your joints. And progressively increase the weight.
Gotcha.
So that would be like
weights would count. Gotcha.
Also, you could use that. Could be walking with a backpack on with weights. Using resistance bands, kettlebells, you know, etc. It doesn't have to be your traditional barbell or dumbbells always, but anything you're putting more load on the tissues, the joints, than you would just by doing things with your body weight.
Going beyond gravity, basically, in whatever form that could be. And already you've taught me something there, because you said resistance training before we were on air, and I immediately went to resistance bands, and that's my ignorance. I thought it was kind of limited to that. Maybe hop in the pool might count as resistance training. What's the value of that? What makes that stand out amongst your options when it comes to exercise?
Right, so when you are doing resistance training, there's multiple health benefits. You actually do get your heart rate up quite a bit during that. So there is some, though it's not as effective as actually like going for a run or really, you know, high intense cardio or, you know, aerobic exercise. But you certainly do get your heart rate up, so that is good for your heart, though it's in shorter bursts, because typically you're going to go do a set of 10 reps, and then you're going to go rest for a minute or two, and you'll repeat that through a handful of different movements. But the big thing is you're getting a controlled contraction of targeted muscles. So if you want to do some squats, or if you want to do some bench press or, curl, or you're lifting something over your head. Those are all different movements. I mean, there's thousands of different movements you can do and hundreds of different ways you can add weight to those movements. But what that does is it works to train your body to realize that on a neurological aspect, to that it can do more work. So that's good stimulating your brain and your nervous system, but then also when you contract your muscles, it's been shown to benefit you by it produces things like dopamine, serotonin, which can help with your mental health. You contract your muscles, it makes them more sensitive to insulin, meaning it's the hormone that allows your body to regulate its blood sugar. So for conditions like managing diabetes or preventing the, development of type 2 diabetes, it's very beneficial in that. And then also your bones. Even as we age, we don't think about our bone structure growing anymore, right? But it's called Wolf's Law. Bones will grow in the direction they are stressed. That's how arthritis, that's how we grow and develop as little ones. But then as we age and we don't get any bigger or any taller, then we can add density to our bones. And so as we age, it's important to try to get as much bone density as we can when we're younger, and we have hormones on our side. But if we can build that density up, then as we get older and our hormones start to drop away, and then we can have a denser, more bone and denser bone to last us through our later years and reduce our risk for, you know, things like osteoporosis and osteopenia.
Well, and you mentioned, Dr. Ben, that, too, there are thousands of moves, too. So any number of choices. I know for me, when I tried to start an exercise routine at a couple different points here in my life, that was a bit intimidating. And it almost seemed like if I was looking up videos of people doing a workout, even if I'm Googling basics, it almost looks like if you sped it up a bit, they'd almost be doing a dance routine throughout the studio. Is there a bite-sized way that you can make it a bit more manageable? Like maybe 3 or 5 exercises or a mindset to adopt that takes out some of the overwhelming aspect of getting started from scratch.
Yeah, I mean, one simple way is certainly there's resources like the local YMCA that have classes geared towards that are well balanced. You know, when you want to work out, you want to make sure if you're doing exercises that are geared towards your whole body, you want to make sure half of them deal with pulling. So pulling things towards you, that's going to work more of the front side of your arms and your back. And then you want to do the other half in a direction of pushing. That's probably the easiest way to break up your exercises.
Okay. And I mean, to those in the know, I'm sure that sounds like day zero, first thing you mentioned kind of stuff. But believe it or not, even at this point in my life, I haven't heard it put that way. And that actually explains a lot of what I've seen. I've heard different fitness creators talking about pairing your exercises and providing balance to the workout routine. Okay, well, nobody ever said a little bit of push, a little bit of pull, but already, like I said, just a mindset that I think helps tackle it. And of course, if you're comfortable with your phone apps, I'm sure there's any number of phone apps that'll help you with a workout. But that local resource, that YMCA, never really any replacement for the eyes and experience of another human being, right?
Right.
Well, excellent. Dr. Ben, thank you so much for giving us a little bit of insight into the world of resistance training. I know I immediately thought the wrong thing. I was even more ignorant. I knew I was ignorant, but it was worse than I thought. So thank you for helping us tackle one of the critical aspects of exercise. And thank you again for some time in a super busy day down there at North Lakes Community Clinic.
Absolutely. Well, you have a wonderful day.
You too, Dr. Ben. We'll hear from you again soon. We're here for you, man. Let me tell you, it's you help us. We want to help you help us, if you will. Dr. Ben from North Lakes Community Clinic weighing in today on resistance training. Like I said, I hear resistance training and I was stuck in a misconception, resistance bands. But as he immediately said, actually, resistance just means anything beyond what your body weight, what gravity will provide for you. And I know you end up in any number of definitions, calisthenics, plyometrics, and just like Dr. Ben said, thousands of movements from the preacher curl to the lat raise to am I doing pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups, crunches, and why does it matter? Just like Dr. Ben said, find balance between a little bit of pushing, a little bit of pulling. That balance is the key. And if you're able to hop down to that local YMCA here in Park Falls, no replacement for experience. I've got a quick word from sponsors to get to here. And later this hour, we ought to be hearing from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt Krieger ought to be joining us here in a busy 8 o'clock hour. First, though, a little bit of country music to bridge the gap between A and B. And that word from sponsors, I promised you. Faith Hill is coming up next. Let's get that going next on 98Q Country.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me. It's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion. It's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment. It's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, Cinderella
I said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, this kiss, unsinkable. This kiss, this kiss. You can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop, under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide.
Country.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center in Phillips is helping you gear up for the fall hunting seasons. Buy any new shotgun, rifle, or handgun priced at $500 or more from their in-stock inventory and receive a $50 gift card to use on your next visit. Choose from manufacturers such as Winchester, Savage, Mossberg, and TriStar in all the popular rifle calibers and shotgun gauges. This promotion runs through July 6, 2025. Get your best selection now at Bader Sports Center right next to Pick and Save Highway 13 in Phillips.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Let's take a moment to head on down to Wheelway. We've got Pete with us. Top of the day to you there, Pete. How are we doing?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
Great. I understand we are ready to jump right into this summer thing, right?
We have a great selection right now. It doesn't matter if you're looking for a three-quarter ton, half-ton truck, cars, minivans, SUVs. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Wheelway Autos with an S.com. Locate a vehicle, what you want to choose from, fill out our credit app, and our finance guy will give you a call, and you can drive one home today. It's that simple.
Great time for the next vehicle. Banks are battling for the customer's money, right, Pete? So you're seeing some real nice interest rates.
I'll tell you what, Joe, we haven't seen these interest rates as low as they've been the last 2 years.
Your next vehicle at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. If they need to adjust the schedule, if their work doesn't allow them to get down there during the day, they can always call you, right, Pete?
762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and jump in these savings before these vehicles are gone.
Len Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Visit the Milwaukee County Zoo this summer to enjoy so many species of connection. Home to more than 2,200 animals and over 340 species. Kids can dig into dinos at the zoo's summer exhibit. At Exploration Dinosaur, presented by Meijer, you'll unearth the past and explore prehistoric bones, teeth, and more from mighty dinosaurs like the T-Rex and Triceratops. It's an exciting adventure with life-size dinos and hands-on discoveries. Exploration Dinosaur is open daily, now through October 5th. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more information.
Bring the family for chrome, nostalgia, and fun at the Minnesota Street Rod Association's Back to the 50s weekend, June 20th through the 22nd. Thousands of cool cars will cover the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Enjoy fair food, concerts, Kids World, Ladies Showcase, vendors, and more. On Saturday, watch the start of the great race. Discount tickets at participating Knapp Auto Parts and free rides on Metro Transit. MSRA's Back to the 50s, June 20th through the 22nd. More info at MSRABackToThe50s.com.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV. Yeah.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
All right, we'll get back to the country music shortly on 98Q Country and top of the hour news, weather, and sports, of course, coming right at 9 o'clock. But time now for our weekly talk with Matt Krieger of Pioneer Financial Services. How's it going this week, Matt?
Good, great. How about you?
Doing well. It's a day that was slightly more beautiful than we were told it could be yesterday, so makes me a little bit optimistic. And talking about reasons for optimism, we've got, well, anytime you're in the Northwoods, good people are a reason for optimism, people who want to help you out with tough tasks. And you want to call investing a tough task. I think that's fair, but with people like you around, you can make it easier. You wanted to bring us a couple six keys, you said, to simplify successful investing, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking about, any successful investor maximizes gain and minimizes loss. Of course, there's no guarantee that any investment strategy will be successful, and all investing involves risk, certainly. But again, like you said, Gray, I want to talk about six basic principles that may help you invest more successfully.
All right. Well, I know I've got a couple cute little sayings that have made their way through time, speculate to accumulate and all that, but why don't we leave that to the experts? Go ahead, Matt. What's number one of six, if you'd please? Save them from my foolishness.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. So the first tip would be long-term compounding can help your nest egg grow. It's like the rolling snowball effect. Put simply, compounding pays you earnings on your reinvested earnings. The longer you leave your money at work for you, the more exciting the numbers can get. For example, imagine an investment of $10,000 at an annual rate of return of 8%. In 20 years, assuming no withdrawals, your $10,000 investment would grow to $46,610. In 25 years, it would grow to $68,485, a 47% gain over the 20-year figure just 5 years later. And after 30 years, your account would total $100,627,000. Again, of course, Gray, this is a hypothetical example that does not reflect the performance of any specific investment, but it just shows the effect of compounding interest.
The theoretical power of done correctly. And, I mean, that's the second part of it. If you do it correctly, it's an incredibly powerful thing. And then part two to that, it's very possible, right? This can be done.
Absolutely. And when we look at aggressive accounts, that certainly is something that can absolutely be done.
All right. So we're moving into the actual meat and potatoes of it. We've got six to cover, though. What are the keys we're covering today? Hit them with us.
Absolutely. So number two would be enduring short-term pain for long-term gain. Riding out market volatility sounds simple, right? But what if you invested $10,000 in the stock market and the price of the stock drops like a stone one day? On paper, you've lost a bundle, offsetting the value of compounding you're trying to achieve. It is certainly tough to stand pat. There's no denying it. The financial marketplace can be volatile. Still, it's important to remember two things. First, the longer you stay with a diversified portfolio of investments, the more likely you are to reduce your risk and improve your opportunities for gain. And second, during any given period of market or economic turmoil, some asset categories and some individual investments historically have been less volatile than others. Bond price swings, for example, have generally been less dramatic than stock prices. Though diversification alone cannot guarantee a profit or ensure against the possibility of a loss, you can minimize your risk somewhat by diversifying your holdings among various classes of assets. So certainly just being, reminding yourself of that long-term goal is certainly important, because that market volatility certainly will happen. We've seen it this year, for example. Reminding yourself of that long-term goal.
And, of course, working with an experienced financial consultant can help you make choices that you're most comfortable with that won't ever completely eliminate risk. But, like you said, there are multiple approaches, and working with you to pick the one that's right for you, that's part of what Pioneer does, right?
Absolutely. And I would say on top of that, or to go with that, Gray, would also be, when these volatile markets do happen, we're reaching out and, hosting webinars and obviously phone calls and meetings with clients to know what's really going on, with the market. The internet's a great thing, but, it can sometimes overload you with information and kind of given the realistic, market. Is something that we take very seriously.
Oh, yeah. Communication is key. And what some of us may miss, too much communication is possible with that black hole of information in our pocket. But we move now through the keys. What's number three this week?
Yeah. So that would be spread your wealth through asset allocation. Asset allocation is the process by which you spread your dollars over several categories of investments. Usually these are referred to as asset classes. The three most common asset classes are stocks, bonds, and cash alternatives, such as money market funds. There are two main reasons why asset allocation is important. First, the mix of asset classes you own is a large factor. Some say the biggest factor by far in determining your overall investment portfolio performance. In other words, Gray, the basic decision about how you divide your money between stocks, bonds, and cash can be more important than your subsequent choice of specific investments. And second, by dividing your investment dollars among asset classes that do not respond to the same market forces in the same way at the same time, you can minimize the effects of market volatility while maximizing your chances of return in the long run.
All right. So we're basically just making sure they've all got vulnerabilities. We don't want them all to have the same vulnerability, though. So when that thing happens, you still have something, that third option, that fallback is still present for you. We're guarding against all failing at once, basically.
Right. Absolutely. And that's where that, diversification and making sure, wide range of asset allocations is certainly important.
And that safety net, I think, is appealing to those who might be going from not investing at all to investing for the first time. It's what happens if I lose it all? Well, first of all, let's prevent that.
Right. Absolutely. You're 100% correct on that. And for sure.
All right. Are we ready now for key number four?
Yeah. So key number four is consider your time horizon in your investment choices. In choosing an asset allocation, you'll need to consider how quickly you might need to convert an investment into cash without loss of principal.
Ah, liquidity. I see. So
correct.
What are we learning today?
Yeah. So generally speaking, the sooner you'll need your money, the wiser it is to keep it in investments whose prices remain relatively stable. You'll want to avoid a situation, for example, where you need to use money quickly that is tied up in an investment whose price is currently down. Therefore, your investment choices should take into account how soon you're planning on using your money. If you'll need money within the next 1 to 3 years, you may want to consider keeping it in a safer investment like a money market account or other cash alternatives whose aim is to protect your initial investment. Of course, your rate of return may be lower than that possible with more volatile investments such as stocks, but you'll breathe easier knowing that the principal you invested is relatively safe and quickly available. On the other hand, you know, if you're saving, if you're 25 years old and saving for retirement, you know, you're not planning on using the money till 59 and a half or later, you know, then we can be certainly more aggressive with those accounts, which would, you know, certainly include, you know, stocks and aggressive mutual funds to take advantage of that growth, because again, we don't need that money today.
I think you might have just scared a couple 25-year-olds there, Matt. Just saving for retirement. Yeah, absolutely. And hey, if you haven't gotten that jump, I'd say calling Matt at Pioneer Financial is a good way to get that started. We'll circle back to a phone number where they can get a hold of you, but we've got more keys for now.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of that same story there with that 25-year-old kind of leads into this one here, Gray, is the dollar cost averaging, investing consistently and often. Dollar cost averaging is a method of accumulating shares of an investment by purchasing a fixed dollar amount at regularly scheduled intervals over an extended period of time. When the price is high, your fixed dollar investment buys less. When prices are low, the same dollar amount will buy more shares. A regular fixed dollar amount or investment should result in a lower average price per share than you would get by buying a fixed number of shares at each investment interval. A workplace savings plan, like a 401k plan that deducts the same amount for each paycheck and invests it through the plan, is one of the most well-known examples of dollar cost averaging in action. And really, Gray, what this does is it takes away, it doesn't eliminate, certainly, but takes away some of the market risk. You know, the market is going to go up and down over time, but, you know, by dollar cost averaging, consistently putting money away is really the greatest way to build wealth.
And of course, that, I mean, you're basically replacing a level of attention that isn't quite realistic, right? You're deciding to guarantee you purchase that extra every 2 weeks when that paycheck comes in, because to actually check whether it's worth it that week isn't necessarily cost effective in the end. Keep plowing through, keep accumulating, and you'll end up with a value in the end of it, basically, at least on average. It'll average out to being worth it in most cases.
Right. Yep. Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. Have I miscounted? Are we already at the end of the list, or do we have a sixth key?
Yeah. We are at number six here, the last one.
Wow. Well, hey, thank you so much for giving us some simple keys to tackling what, to me, I mean, I'm interested in it.